Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: retail rebound, ARK Invest snaps up Coinbase, and SpaceX valued at $74 billion. Leading today's news: the market will get some insight into how much the consumer is participating in the economic recovery with the latest retail sales numbers today. S&P futures, NASDAQ futures, and Dow futures are all in the green. The Commerce Department will release March retail sales at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Economists, on average, are looking for a strong rebound, with sales rising 5.9% compared with a 3% drop in February. Core retail sales, which exclude autos, are forecast to rise 5%, reversing a 2.7% decline the month before. Retail sales have posted gains in just 4 months since the lockdown measures took hold last year, the most recent being a 5.3% gain for January. If sales rise as anticipated, that would be a good indication that the latest round of $1,400 direct checks are making their way into the economy, providing the stimulus intended by the White House. A miss may indicate that the money is being channeled to other avenues, such as savings or asset purchases. The New York Fed said last week that 42 cents of every stimulus dollar were being saved, while 25% of the funds are being spent, and the rest is being used to pay down debt. Reflation trade. For the stock market, a strong retail sales number could kickstart a reflation trade that favors cyclicals, which has lost steam of late. Despite a number of market-moving events, the S&P has struggled to gain traction in either direction and is down 0.1% for the week. The reflation trade has been taking a spring break, says UBS Global Wealth Management CIO Mark Heffley. We believe investors should continue to position for reflation as vaccinations roll out and economies recover, he adds, according to Bloomberg. Financials, industrials, and energy are likely to outperform. Barclays strategist Emmanuel Cao says value is attractive as a hedge to overheating, but he's less positive on leisure, food, retail, and autos. Economy accelerating but still moderate. The Fed's beige book, out yesterday, said the U.S. economy is accelerating to a moderate pace, while some of the sectors hit hardest by the pandemic are showing signs of recovery. Reports on tourism were more upbeat, bolstered by a pickup in demand for leisure activities and travel, which contacts attributed to spring break, an easing of pandemic-related restrictions, increased vaccinations, and recent stimulus payments, among other factors, the report said. Economic growth and consumer spending accelerated over the last 6 weeks, and pent-up demand for leisure activity and travel are starting to materialize, DataTrek Research writes. Inflation has picked up, and companies face both labor shortages and supply chain disruptions. In the end, we continue to agree with the Fed that near-term inflation is transitory rather than structural, so we don't think Chair Powell will view these inflationary pressures as a major red flag. Moreover, the latest Fed Beige Book reports continue to show employers' challenge of pulling workers back into the labor force, DataTrek adds. That will take time as vaccines roll out and childcare becomes more accessible, factors that are out of Chair Powell's control. That's why he and the Fed continue to signal holding rates near zero through at least 2020 to let the economy run hot enough to achieve their dual mandate. In other news, ARK Investment Management bought shares of newly public Coinbase Global for three different funds while selling some of its Tesla holdings. Cathie Wood bought 89,589 shares of Coinbase for the ARK FinTech Innovation ETF, ARKF. She bought 512,535 shares of the crypto trading platform for the flagship ARK Innovation ETF, ARKK. And she added 140,081 coin shares to the ARK Next Generation Internet ETF, ARKW. That was about $246 million worth of Coinbase shares. There are going to be great opportunities from now in 5 years to buy Coinbase on dips, Wood told Bloomberg. ARK thinks institutional interest could add $500,000 to the price of Bitcoin. ARK sold 185,712 shares of Tesla from ARKK and 57,043 shares of the automaker from ARKW. Tesla is the top holding in ARKW and ARKK. Coinbase rose 30% in its debut yesterday, but closed down from where it opened the day. SpaceX increased the size of its last equity raise, according to an SEC filing. The company brought in another $314 million to add to the $850 million previously reported. The new total equity raise of $1.16 billion values SpaceX at around $74 billion. Investors in SpaceX are likely to be looking for a payoff from the Starlink internet satellite business. There is speculation that Starlink will be set free in an IPO at some point. Looking at SpaceX's launch plans, a trip to the moon is planned for as early as 2022, with the Falcon 9 rocket slated to deliver an exploration rover on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Self-driving truck startup TuSimple is said to have raised $1.35 billion in an IPO, pricing the shares at $40, above an earlier range. TuSimple and a selling shareholder sold 34 million shares at $40 each, above an estimated price of $35 to $39, according to a Bloomberg report. The company is backed by strategic investors, including Volkswagen AG's heavy truck business, the Tratton Group, Navistar, Goodyear, U.S. Express, NVIDIA, and United Parcel Service. Lucid Motors updates on a cold weather test run on the Lucid Air at negative 40 degrees Celsius. Lucid Air hit all its cold weather testing targets, from quickly warming up to starting, charging, and more. And despite cold temperatures, the quietness of the cabin was notable. Typically, interior components of the vehicle get noisier as its temperature drops. Not Lucid Air. Its NVH aspect, or noise, vibration, and harshness rating, tested exceptionally well, and for luxury vehicle owners, that's a crucial outcome. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, retail sales are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.